This is another DAM podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Kior. Today I'm speaking with Victor Laban. Victor, how are you?
I'm very well, Henrik. How are you?
Good. Victor, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Well, Henrik, I am the director of marketing technology at a company called ICP. ICP is a company that started in advertising production, which is we still do today, and that's my background and why I joined the company. Advertising production relies on the key principle of reusing and repurposing contents. In essence, that's its core business, but doing so in a way that is compliant and complies with legal and regulatory and brand guidelines as well. And really, that's the key principle of digital asset management as well. So I started working on the advertising production side. My first opportunity with DAM was helping a client with a migration that they wanted to have from one system to another. And then I worked as a business director for Unilever, one of our key clients in this area, supporting their asset management solution. These days, I look after all of our clients here at ICP and any services supporting marketing technology, of course, of which DAM is a central part. And my day-to-day role these days focuses around digital transformation and how to integrate asset management effectively within the wider digital transformation ecosystem.
How does a marketing communications production company use digital asset management?
That's a great question. We use DAM in all aspects of our business, both the advertising production and the marketing technology services. For the marketing communications and production side of things, it's essential for the work that we do. You know, we have to ensure we reuse and repurpose the content for our clients, effectively reuse their assets. We have to be compliant, and we have to provide our clients with visibility and transparency, you know, both on the creative process, the review and approval process, as well as the final output. So touch points with DAM is, you know, retrieving master creatives, downloading those key assets, the whole MRM aspect, which is approval and workflow, as well as uploading the adaptations, which we ourselves produce, and then, of course, distributing it to the endpoints. ICP took a slightly different strategic direction from other marketing communication production companies in the sense that we don't develop our own software. We very much wanted to remain agnostic and ensure we use whichever solution is best suited for our client needs. So if a client has a solution, a DAM solution, which they themselves have chosen that's best suited to their needs in our production areas, we can also make use of that. We have a solution that we use in-house, but we're not wedded to it, and we can make sure that whatever we choose and recommend is aligned to our client needs. For example, for one of our clients, Diageo, we offer both production services and marketing technology services, and that works really well because we have an overall understanding of the end-to-end process for the assets that we work with for our clients and both the creation thereof and the management thereof in the system as well.
Victor, how do you see the role of digital asset management in correlation with digital transformation?
So I think this is something that's changed very much in recent times, where digital transformation initiatives are happening everywhere we see. And prior to digital transformation, asset management was happening, and it was really about finding ROI and finding efficiencies in the client's process. I think the key change now is that DAM, or digital asset management, is now no longer really optional. If a company wants to go through a digital transformation program, they really have to have DAM as part of a core pillar of their capabilities. You need to look at the end-to-end states with digital transformation, and you have to start off with sometimes what might be a very mature DAM system, or if you're starting at this from scratch, you might need to go and start a new DAM system or consolidate. But you can't have services that operate in silos. You can't have technology that operates in silos as well. No matter what your technology or supplier landscape in, digital transformation is really about bringing those together and providing a consolidated ecosystem, both of services and technology and capabilities, to offer that seamless experience for the clients and the customers.
What are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with digital asset management?
So I'll try not to be too controversial here, but one of the biggest challenges that we've seen, and I think this is probably the same for many companies like ourselves, is internal stakeholders at our clients and, you know, working with lots of different parties. And they all have their different priorities, their different agendas, their different, you know, KPIs and the key things they need to try and achieve. And that brings different requirements to the party and different perspectives, I say, on what is critical for success. I think the bigger the solution, First of all, the more stakeholders you have to involve to ensure success, and that brings in itself its own challenges in getting those individual stakeholders to align. But of course, looking at the reward at the end of that is the bigger the solution, the more the stakeholders, the greater the potential benefit. One of the key challenge which we've seen as well is technology never moves as quickly as the requirements. Everyone wants something and they want it now. And by the time it's available, they want something different. So looking at change and how technology is implemented and how support around that technology is implemented that will stand the test of time, and providing support to the business and to the various departments who use this technology whilst at the same time continually improving the solution is a big challenge, which I think we've got a lot of experience in doing, and we're quite excited about delivering that. And in terms of successes, again, I'll be slightly controversial and say that for me, the biggest success is when we can get clients to the stage when we can step back and a lot of our core services are no longer required, because we will have achieved our goal of embedding that solution as part of business as usual processes. We've helped work with the software developers and the business to make the system more refined. We'll work towards making the data gathering process much more efficient. And we're really starting to see success now as when that DAM system achieves a certain level of maturity, that it can really be integrated effectively within the wider ecosystem. And it's like a well-oiled machine that operates very effectively on its own, sometimes very independently from us. And we're happy to embrace that, because we work almost sometimes to develop ourselves and the services we have into obsolescence, because we want to deliver value for our clients at every stage. And we know if we deliver value there and demonstrate that to the clients, then they'll find something else for us to do. And that's something we're quite excited to work in partnership with our clients to deliver.
Victor, what advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that this is a really exciting industry. I'm massively passionate about this, and I get quite excited thinking about working in this area. So much is happening in this space, and this is going to be so fundamental to the growth and success of organizations everywhere. My advice would be, have a passion for what you do and for delivering value and quality. Start by delivering value in your role, in your job, in your company, or whatever area of the DAM industry that you work in, whether you're on the client side or the software vendor side or the services side as we are, and then the opportunities kind of grow. I think taking that approach of doing the job you're being asked to do, doing it really well and passionately, then the opportunities come to you, because clients and partners can recognize you've got a really good investment in getting it right, and then after you can grow it from there. And then the other piece of advice I would say is never stop learning. Never stop asking questions and being curious about the world around you. You know, the technologies change, organizations change, the relationship between marketing and customers has fundamentally changed. So big organizations are getting this now, that they need to embrace change and making it part of their day-to-day, and embracing change, all together with all the different parties working together. And being okay with that makes for a really exciting journey that we can go on.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Victor.
Thank you, Henrik.
For more on this and other digital asset management topics, go to anotherdamblog.com. For this and 180 other podcast episodes, go to anotherdampodcast.com. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.